If done properly, reverse Kegels are one of the most effective exercises for men to overcome premature ejaculation, balance the pelvic floor, and improve blood flow to the genital region. In this video, I'm going to break down how to do reverse Kegel properly to get maximum benefits and how to use this as a way to develop your sexual stamina. So based on a lot of the questions that I get around reverse Kegels, it's definitely clear that a lot of people don't understand this exercise, don't know how to do it properly. And the most common thing is that people are simply doing them with much more force than they should be. Things men have said to me recently about this exercise. One question was, my head feels like it's going to explode when I'm doing reverse Kegels. Am I doing them properly? No, you're not doing them properly. Another one was, my heart hurts when I'm doing reverse Kegels. Is this normal? Some people are pooping themselves when they're doing reverse Kegels, things like that. So I know it's a complicated exercise, but fear not, gentlemen. I'm gonna break down this in a very easy to understand and easy to work with practice. So first of all, what is a reverse Kegel? Well, you're probably familiar with a Kegel exercise, which unfortunately, I'll tell you why that's unfortunate in a moment. If you Google an exercise to overcome premature ejaculation, if you Google exercise for better erections, guess what you're going to find? You are going to be told to do Kegel exercises. So you click on the link. Oh, well, this doctor said that Kegel exercises will make my dick harder. I'll be able to control ejaculation. I'll be able to have non-ejaculatory orgasms. And so you do it because someone fucking said to on the internet. As I'm here, someone on the internet telling you to do things, but this is the age we live in. So you do them, and guess what? It makes the issue worse. Kegels are one of the, I would say, most abused exercises when it comes to male sexual health, and is unfortunately something that for most men makes their issues even worse because they don't really understand what they're doing, because there is a huge lack of understanding around the male pelvic floor in general. Watch my video called Kegels Are Bullshit to learn more about that. I'm not going to get too much into that here, but basically, if you have premature ejaculation, if you have erection issues, I do not recommend doing Kegels. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you subscribe to my channel and get my free ejaculation control course through the link in the video description below. So a Kegel is a squeezing of the pelvic floor, as if you were trying to hold back urine. So if a Kegel is a squeezing, what's the opposite of that? Well, some people say that a reverse Kegel is simply relaxing the pelvic floor fully. Other people say that it is a pushing out of the pelvic floor. And I gravitate more towards that definition because the reverse of pulling something, we could say, would be to be pushing something. Whereas a neutral relaxation of the pelvic floor is just, it's neutral. We could say neutral Kegel, I don't know, terminology. But what I consider reverse Kegel is to be a mild pushing out of the pelvic floor. Mild is the key word here, okay? And what this does basically is you have to engage some core strength to do this. Your abdominal muscles will engage, but if you do it right, you'll feel this bulging effect on your pelvic floor. You can experiment with this right now. Imagine you're trying to hold back urine. If you're unfamiliar with these Kegels, reverse Kegels, right now just imagine you're trying to hold back urine. You have to take a big old poop and you're trying to hold it in and it's about to come out, so you gotta really hold it. So you squeeze, you feel what's happening there. Congratulations, my friend. You've done a Kegel exercise. And now just let go of that and see how much you can just relax the pelvic floor. So now we're in a neutral state of pelvic floor engagement. And most men actually can't even get to a neutral state of engagement because they have so much tension in their pelvic floor. Talked about that in other videos. And now imagine you're trying to push out a poop, or if you were urinating and you're trying to increase the flow of urine. And if you don't know what that feels like, pay attention next time you're urinating, try to push it out, increase the flow of urine. Or notice what it feels like to push out a poop. It's very satisfying, isn't it? And now play with that engagement right now. And I have to have a disclaimer here because this isn't common sense for some people. If you have to poop right now, if you're holding back urine right now, do not attempt this. So imagine you're trying to push out a poop, you're trying to push out urine. And notice what happens in your pelvic floor region. You can even place your hand down there between your genitals and your anus, the hu yin, or the taint, depending on your terminology. Place your fingers there and feel what's happening. And if you do it properly, you'll actually feel this like, almost like this, like a balloon blowing up, this bulging effect. So that is the most, in the most basic sense, a reverse Kegel. But here's where people get hung up again. Most people when it comes to this stuff are fanatics, like, well, I have to do it 100%. I have to go all the way with it to get effect. And they overdo it. So our goal here, you might be asking, what's the point of this? And again, the main cause of male sexual dysfunction, premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, is hypertension in the nervous system. That's kind of the root cause of it, being stuck in a sympathetic fight or flight state. But more localized to the pelvic floor region is this state of constriction, a state of tension, where it, basically you're holding a Kegel all the time and you can't let go. And this is more subtle than a lot of people realize, because when you're already at a state of tension, that feels like your baseline. So for what feels like relaxing for you is actually still holding on to tension. So the reverse Kegel helps to release this deep ingrained tension in your pelvic floor. And this is especially true during sex. If you're having sex or if you're masturbating and you're squeezing your pelvic floor muscles, which is an unconscious, involuntary response for a lot of men's bodies, if you have premature ejaculation, then I pretty much guarantee this is what's happening. You are squeezing your pelvic floor muscles in response to sexual stimulation, and that's keeping you in a sympathetic nervous system circuit, which means you're always gonna build up to ejaculation very quickly. So practicing reverse Kegels just throughout the day, but also actually during sex, during masturbation, helps you to overcome premature ejaculation. It helps you to overcome these hypertension patterns and to start releasing some of these deep ingrained tension patterns in the pelvic floor. Whew. Okay, that was a lot, but thanks for bearing with me. Now let's get into the meat. Let's get into the thing here, which is, how do I recommend to you practicing reverse Kegels? And I have to say, reverse Kegel was a game changer for me when I understood this. So first of all, I definitely encourage experimentation. Like, you know, the general engagement of the reverse Kegel, experiment. What happens if you push a bit harder? What happens if you just barely subtly press out? If you're getting headaches, if your heart's hurting, if you feel like you're straining, you're doing it too hard. But I found a sweet spot of engagement for this that really works for me. So this is what I do. I think of pushing out the pelvic floor, like I mentioned. So it's a core engagement. I feel my abdominals, it's like upper abdominals, but also something very low, like down in my bowels. I feel it in my plums. Something is pressing down. It's this feeling of pushing down. So the abdominals engage to create this pressing down motion. And so I feel like I keep this abdominal engagement right up in here, almost up near the diaphragm, the upper abdominals. And as I'm doing this, I think of relaxing my pelvic floor. So it's like I bulge the pelvic floor muscles out with the initial engagement, and then think of relaxing the pelvic floor simultaneously, if that makes sense. It's like this pushing from up in the abdominals, this pushing downward by engaging the abdominals, and feel that bulging out of your pelvic floor, and try to really release into that bulging out. Instead of like pushing harder down there, you can try that, but for me, that often creates a counter response of more tension. So I find this just pushing out a little bit and relaxing the pelvic floor through that slight press out, through that engagement. That's the main way that I do reverse Kegels. That's what I found to be the most helpful, because I'm focusing on not just engaging, but also releasing, because tension is tension. And yeah, if you're pushing out with excessive tension, it's an opposite engagement of the contraction, but you still keep this tension locked into the pelvic floor. So it's an engagement and like a bulging outward, but then a feeling of relaxing into that bulging outward. And this will take some experimentation. This is a completely new engagement for you, probably. So it takes practice, it takes engagement, and you'll know you're doing it right because you'll feel this release and almost like a stretching feeling in your pelvic floor. And if you tend to have pelvic floor tension, this will help to release it. So throughout the day, whenever I notice my pelvic floor getting tense, because it's just a place we hold tension as human beings, the pelvic floor is a common place of hypertension. So throughout the day, I might notice, oh, you know, I've been a little busy, my mind's busy, I'm a little stressed, I'm squeezing my pelvic floor muscles subtly, but it's there. And so I do this for a couple minutes, and then it's like, much more relaxed. And this helps to calm your whole nervous system, actually. Now, initially, it may be difficult to do this. Like, a lot of people recommend doing reverse Kegels with certain phases of the breath, like pushing on the inhale, relaxing on the exhale, vice versa. You can experiment with that, like see what happens when you push the reverse Kegel on the exhale and completely relax on the inhale, or vice versa, push on the inhale. When you inhale fully into the pelvic floor, it creates a natural reverse Kegeling. That's a great way to work with it also. But what I've just shared with you, you want to isolate it from the breath, basically meaning that you can be breathing while holding this engagement. And that will take some practice. It's a different type of engagement that you probably aren't used to, but you practice it, it will get more comfortable, and this will be a more familiar pattern. And I'll share this as well, because this is another way I like to work with reverse Kegels, is basically, I mentioned this already, but really breathing in deep as you inhale. Think of breathing deep into the pelvic floor and almost like pressing the belly down on the inhale. This also creates a strong expansion of the pelvic floor. And as I finish the inhale, I hold the breath in just for a bit, and think of pushing the belly down, and this will create this bulging effect on the pelvic floor. So that's another great way to work with that. You can experiment with these. So then the next question is often, well, how often do I do this? What's reverse Kegel training look like? And I could say you wanna do 20 second holds, 10 repetitions of that 3 times a day. And yeah, if you stick with that, you'll be solid. But to be honest, this isn't strength training. We're not trying to build muscles. We're not trying to build a giant, you know, pelvic floor muscle. We're trying to release tension. That's what the goal of the reverse Kegel is to release tension. And you could say also develop a certain type of core strength that you need to do this. So the focus here is releasing. So you don't have to be super strict with your training regimen. What I would recommend is spend 5 to 10 minutes just working with the exercise the way I shared with you, until you start to really feel it and like, okay, I think I understand this. I think I'm feeling what he's explaining here. And once you really know what the engagement is, it becomes easier just to drop it in throughout the day. Like, I'm a busy guy. You know, I spend hours a day training in Qigong, martial arts, yoga, meditation, all these things. I'm at the gym several times a week. I'm running a business. I'm a busy guy. I don't have time to sit down and do, okay, I'm doing 10 minutes of reverse Kegels 3 times a day. What do? I slip it in throughout the day. Like, I'm sitting, checking emails, you know, I'm driving to the store. While I'm driving, I could be doing my reverse Kegels. While I'm on a walk or something, I could be doing my reverse Kegels. It's like, whenever you have a few minutes here and there throughout the day, that's all you really need to drop these in. So it's just about, as long as you're working with this regularly throughout the week, you're going to get the benefits of it. So you don't need to be too strict with your training regimen. And really the indicator here is, are you starting to release these pelvic floor tension patterns? And one little training secret I'll share here is that you can experiment using reverse Kegels during masturbation, during sex, to build your ejaculation control. If you have premature ejaculation, experiment with using reverse Kegels. You might be surprised at how you'll start to notice the tendency is to squeeze the pelvic floor, and that's what's bringing you towards ejaculation. And now you experiment with integrating reverse Kegels, and all of a sudden, oh, I have much more control. At least that was my experience with it. So practice with it, get better at it. It'll feel awkward at first, but like anything, you practice it, it gets easier. So just a quick reiteration, you create a slight engagement of your core of pressing downward and relax the pelvic floor into that feeling. And experiment with different intensities of engagement. Like, sure, you can try pushing as hard as you want, but for me, it's like 30 to 40% of that. It's a fairly mild engagement. Hope that helps you. May you have a happy, healthy, and balanced pelvic floor. Let me know in the comments below if you have any questions about reverse Kegel, if this was clear to you, if there's any aspect about the pelvic floor that you have questions with, let me know in the comments. Please give this video a like, hit subscribe to support the channel, and take care, my friend.